Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To Tua or not to Tua? Tua Tagovailoa. Woj, can you pronounce his name yet?
Listen, if they go ahead and make the bold move and take a healthy Tua at number three, I, Wojo, pledge to learn how to pronounce his name. And I'm going to give it a shot right now. Tua. Did I get it right?
No, that's the first part.
Oh.
There's another part that goes with it.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yomo, okay. What? We're getting there.
Wait, seriously, that's not it?
That's not it, no.
I thought it was Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua.
See,
Tagovailoa?
You can almost. That's almost. It sounded like you were saying Tagovailoa, but you know, that's close enough. No, see, the thing is, you can promise you'll learn how to pronounce it. I still don't know that your brain has the capability of actually doing it.
I think you might be right
so
on that.
So I feel
actually,
like that's kind of a false promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me just add this, because all you namby-pambies out. Now, just take the defensive tackle. That's what we need. Defensive tackle. When you get a chance with some risk to get a extra special player that drops to you, you don't turn it down. You know the bogeys of the world would say, I know Barry Sanders, he's so short, though. Is he really going to translate to the NFL? No, you take it. And here's another thing. Before you go by, yeah, he has had a couple of ankle surgeries in the offseason and the hip thing. Before the hip injury, on November 16th of this year, do you know how many college football starts he had missed in his college career?
Probably only like six, eight.
One. He missed a start with a slight knee injury between Tennessee and LSU.
Are you saying prior to this year?
No. He didn't miss any before. He started every game.
And he played through it.
He had a broken finger and played through it. He had an injured ankle and played through it.
Fair.
I believe he
showed toughness.
Before this year, he had started 22 straight games. He missed two games this year with the knee sprain before he came back against Mississippi State and injured the hip.
He also did some, I don't know, new age procedure that treats high ankle sprains and gets you back on the field sooner
we'll do
or something
that.
Like that.
We got new age procedures here in Detroit.
I felt like I saw more of Tua hobbled in his college career than I did not hobbled. And that's a little bit concerning.
Because you saw Alabama every weekend.
Sure, but I mean, but that's what we're watching. And every time I watched him, I saw him wincing. I saw him taking shots. I saw him limping. That's not a great mental picture. Man. Not to mention, and look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Is this a shoe-in? If everything checks out with Tua, he's there at three. Do the Lions have to take him with the number three overall pick? You just accused me of something that you do, you jackass.
What?
You're telling me that I sit here and I go, well, I don't know. He's kind of short. I don't think he's going to translate to the NFL. You pulled character assassination on Kyler Murray last year leading into the draft. And Kyler Murray is a freaking star.
And you tell me I do that. A, he is too short. B,
how is he too short?
He is not a star.
How is he not a star?
He's another reason you take someone like Tua, who's a 4-inch taller, better version of Kyler Murray. And
see, but
five,
that's not what you said.
And five, when you dopes get suckered into people like Baker Mayfield, that's what I get concerned about, who is not a star either and is a fraud.
That's fine. I eat the Baker comments and how I supported him over the years. Still love his commercials. I really do. I mean, I love those.
I've gotten tired of them.
No, I think they're funny. It sucks that he sucks, but the commercials are great. They really are.
I laugh at them every time I see them.
See, exactly. They're very relatable.
Really? There's a reason why I laugh, though.
All right. So, well, he's got a certain agenda against him because he's a Steelers guy. But regardless.
Kyler Murray, 64% completion. We're fine.
Yes.
20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
As a rookie with a rookie head coach and one of the worst rosters in the NFL in Arizona, you're downplaying what Kyler Murray did. Come on.
No, this is, again, the first time you've watched the NFL.
Who had the Titans over the weekend? I don't know.
If you start as a rookie or whatever year and you play in almost every game, you're going to stumble into 20 touchdown passes. It was just a developmental year.
Can we get the research department on how many rookie quarterbacks came in and threw 20 touchdown passes in their first year?
If they play the entire year.
I think it's an indication that you're going to be something. I don't think it's, anybody can do that. Come on.
No, you might be a decent NFL quarterback. He's not a star.
Fine,
but you
were accusing me of doing what you did for months last year. You sitting there with your little Mark D'Antonio hand up in the air.
I was
going,
using the Barry Sanders comparison as a joke. The size fact, Tua is 3 inches taller than Kyler Murray. Actually, when you measure Kyler Murray accurately, he's 7 inches taller.
Get out of here.
Cripes.
Trying to talk your way out of that one.
Let's go to the people.
Phone number is 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Johnny in Waterford. You're on 97.1. Hey, Johnny.
Hello. Yeah, hey. It's Johnny in Waterford.
Hello,
hey, thanks for
Johnny.
Taking my call, first
sure.
of all.
Okay.
First of all, it's a no on to whatever the pronunciation of the guy's name is. Listen. We've been given an ultimatum to make it to the playoffs or bust next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than one player away. I don't care if Chase Young is available. We trade that pick down for multiple first rounders. You hear me? I'm Johnny Dollar. Thank you for taking my call on the ticket.
Thank you. Johnny Dollar?
I don't know who that is.
I was Johnny Dollar.
But who is that?
I don't know. Johnny Dollar.
I also wanted to ask him if he could pronounce Tua's name because it sounded like he had no idea.
No, he didn't. Well, neither do I. Here's one thing I want. I love poking holes in well-held or long-held theories that people just say because they've heard other people say it and they think that means it's automatically true. Like, they've got to go to the playoffs next year. They're gone. Win now ultimatum, so they're going to take the guy that gives them the best possible chance. Okay. Who do you think has a chance to be a bigger impact player? A quarterback who is considered, when healthy, one of the best prospects in recent memory, or a rookie defensive tackle, or a rookie offensive lineman? Who do you think will have a bigger impact? And number two, you got Stafford, you got to win now. Who's to say that Tua or a great rookie quarterback doesn't give you a better chance to win now? I'll even take your tiny little quarterback at Arizona. They went 5-10-1. He wasn't even a star in his first year, but he won more games than a veteran quarterback the previous year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the young quarterback,
yeah,
whatever.
But Kyler Murray had a bad year, according to you.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Uh-huh. And to answer your question, I actually do think that Grant Delpit or Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State and whatever pass rusher you want to throw out there, not named Chase Young, I do think they would be utilized more and make a bigger impact in their first year than Tua Tagovailoa in his first year.
So
I do.
Then your drafting strategy is Let's help out Quinn and Patricia and let them.
See, I'm not saying I would do that. Okay. I'm saying if that is the mandate, I'm counteracting
your
point.
You wouldn't take Tua.
I agree. I would not. Tua's not for me. I still think you can find an impact guy at number three. I'm just saying, if we're talking about a win now move, you're reaching for a guy like Okuda. You're reaching for a guy like Delpit. You're finding somebody who they think can make an impact regardless of that value at three.
Here's the main thing I hope right now in the offices at Allen Park as they burn the midnight oil. Those lights are never off there in Allen Park. They're always upstairs. You can see them moving around.
The lights are only off in their heads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
I swear to God, I hope as we sit here today on January 6th, that they at least have not made their mind up about Tua. I hope that they go into this with an open mind on everything. I would be so disgusted that if you walked up to Matt Patricia today, and I'd be honest, goes, oh, we're not taking the quarterback. We got to win next year. Have you even looked at him? Have you even looked at the medicals? No. What do we need defense? I hope they haven't even come close to making up their minds.
Okay.
Not even close.
But if you think that, I think it leads me to believe something else is going on in the offices of Allen Park outside of them just working tirelessly 21 hours a day. I'll get to that point coming up.
Hanky panky?
Phone number is 248-539-9797. Oh, there's so many jokes we can make right now.
Yeah, don't.
With Martha Ford. No, we're not.
Stop
it. We're not going to do that. We're going to be a respectable program, much like Kyler Murray had a very respectable rookie year, despite Wojo trying to diminish it. All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up. That's right. I did watch, by the way, I watched a Kings game the other night. Saturday night, I was at home watching Kings and Pelicans on a back-to-back. Luke Walton is doing a horrific job with Sacramento. Horrific.
You need to do something with your life. I mean, think of something else to do.
I'm not going
to
lie.
When you have the urge to watch Sacramento and Pelicans basketball,
yeah,
sit down for a second and go, you know what? This is really a waste of life right now. Let me do something else.
It was a low point.
Why don't you volunteer like at a homeless shelter?
I could do that. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.